with two of the local guys who are now playing in their final game here at TCF Bank Stadium on the senior day, Tyler Johnson from Minneapolis and from Burnsville, Kamal Martin. Both guys played high school quarterback, and neither has taken a snap at quarterback here. Tyler, we'll start with you. What's this day, senior day this week, mean to you?
A bit emotional. I feel like everything had flew by very fast, I should say. Going out here with the guys that I didn't know years ago, and now a brotherhood that'll last a lifetime. So I'm looking forward to it, though.
And for Kamal, how about you?
Yeah, definitely going off of what Tyler said, it's bittersweet. Definitely very emotional. It's everything we've wanted, everything we've worked for ever since we got here. So I think being in this position and where we're at right now, I think it's going to be a very special day for the seniors.
You guys have been through a lot, too, when you think about the journey that here you are, you're 10-1, a chance to win the Big Ten West outright, a chance to get to Indianapolis, a chance to who knows where it can take you down the road. But you think of the journey and some of the things you've had. You've gone through coaching changes. You've gone through death of a teammate. You've gone through a teammate who's survived cancer four times and now might have something else going on. I mean, you think about all the stuff. What has this journey been like for you, Kamal?
Definitely kind of like how the season's been going, you know, taking that 1-0 mentality throughout the whole entire season and, you know, relating that back to, you know, Casey and all those guys and the things that we've dealt with as a senior class, just taking that 1-0 mentality and carrying it forward throughout the rest of our life. I think that's the best way to, you know, go along with it and go forward with it. So,
Tyler, how about you?
I think coming together with pretty much everybody on the team is very important for us. I feel like, you know, guys that you never really would expect to talk to, you end up reaching out to them, talking to them, and it really goes a long way. So, you know, everybody's just here for one another. And, you know, with that, you know, a lot of things, positive things happen.
How much did you know each other before you got here to campus? Obviously, I suppose when you visited or whatever, did you guys know of each other?
Yeah, me and Kamal knew each other.
Good or bad here?
It was good on my end, bad on his end. We played each other back in seventh grade. My team, we blew Kamal's team out the water. We played over at the Metrodome for, like, the championship game of our league. And, yeah, I caught about a few picks on Kamal that day. So that's, I would say that's when we met, though.
That was the day, huh? Do you have any answer for that one, Kamal?
You know, I've no comment about that. But, no, we met in seventh grade. And, Tyler was obviously a phenomenal athlete back then. Picked me off at least two times, you know. I had a cast on that game through like four interceptions. You know, it was a rough day for me, but that's when I knew Tyler was going to be special, and it's just a blessing that we're here together.
What's it been for you guys to do it here in your hometown? You guys had opportunities if you wanted to go play at other Big Ten schools, for that matter. Kamal, I'll start with you to stay home. Your parents get to watch you. Your friends get to watch you. What kept you here, and kind of walk us through that?
I think for a lot of the senior class that's from Minnesota, staying home was a dream of theirs. Growing up, watching the Gophers play, going to Gopher games, you know, meeting Gopher players when we were little. I think that, you know, this whole entire growing up in Minnesota and going to Minnesota is a special thing, and you can't take it for granted because, you know, for games like this, games against Wisconsin, games against Iowa, you know, big rivalry games, you know, that's what's special about it, and being from Minnesota, you know, you cannot take that for granted, so.
And Tyler, how about you? You had a chance even to bail here last year, potentially, and go to the NFL, and you decided to come back here, all part of it, to be part of this hometown. And you're not just a suburban guy like Kamal. You're a Minneapolis guy here, right?
Yeah, my city means a lot to me. And being able to represent not only my city but my state, you know, that's another thing. You know, being able to represent it at a high class, high fashion class, and just make sure that I'm doing all the right things that I can do to be the best man possible. And then, you know, like I said, representing it is very important to me. Being able to go out there and represent the big Block M, represent my community, represent my family, my friends, and just doing it all. So it's pretty special.
Kamal mentioned the rivalry games. You've got Wisconsin this week. I think, if I remember right, you were the first guy last year in Madison to get your hands on the axe. You were in that victory formation, and the second that ball was snapped, you took off. Here's the final snap. There goes Tyler Johnson to get it. It's a mad dash. Let's chop some wood, Minnesota. They've got the axe. Walk me through that moment in time and what that meant to share that with Kamal and everybody else.
undescribable, really. I just remember going out there and cherishing those moments, seeing everybody with the smiles on their face, the joy, hugging each other. Really just the hard work was just paying off.
What do you remember about that? You were probably, I guess, would be on the sideline when the horn hit, right?
Yeah, just like Tyler said, it was undescribable. Definitely, you know, like I said before, a moment why the senior class came here to restore a lot of what has been missing. So, you know, carrying that on and continuing that tradition will be very special, and hopefully that the senior class could start that. So.
And now a chance to win it in back-to-back years. Let's talk about this Wisconsin offense first, because, Kamal, you're obviously a linebacker and playing defense. What do you see from the Badgers offensively?
They are very sound offensively. They are a very good offensive line. They have a very good running back, very good quarterback, and great receivers. You know, they play very good football, and it'll be a great football game. Two great teams coming together. Great defense, great offense, and this is the type of games that we live for in November, so it's going to be exciting.
Jonathan Taylor, of course, gets a lot of the headlines. He's averaging, you know, 150, I think, 8 yards or something like that a game. He's had a couple handful of 200-yard rushing games against some pretty good defenses. What do you have to do to keep a handle on him?
You know, he's a great player. He's a physical runner, hard downhill runner, and, you know, he's the type of player that could be a game changer. So, you know, we just got to play sound defense and do our job. Each and every single person on our defense has to do their job, and you know, we will, and we got to continue to do that. So,
Tyler, let's talk about their defense now, the Wisconsin defense. They went early in the season, a long time before they gave up a touchdown, I think, in the first half or something like that. And what do you see from them, and what will the offense need to do?
A very athletic defense. Everybody on their defense can make a play at any moment, which is very special. From our standing on the offensive side, you know, I just feel like we just need to go out there and do our job the best we could possibly do. Go out there and execute, do the little things that will – lead up to big things later on.
Cold and snow, maybe some rain. Is that okay with you guys on offense?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Our coaching staff does a great job of preparing us for any situation, so looking forward to it.
Kamal, on defense, you just want to fly around. If there's snowflakes, there's snowflakes, right?
Exactly. We're molded by the cold, so born in it and raised in it, so it'll be exciting.
Have you guys thought about what that moment's going to be like taking the field? I was talking to Carter Coughlin in our interview about him. I think the perception is that, you know, if you play 4 years, you run out of that tunnel hundreds of times, but it's 7 times a year for home games. That's 28 times. That's it. So it's a cherished moment. This will be the last one. Your parents will be there waiting for senior day. How emotional will that be?
It'll be very emotional. You know, throughout this week, even I've gotten emotional with my roommates just about it. You know, just running out of TCF Bank for the last time, you know, there's not going to be any feeling like it. Playing Wisconsin for the Axe and with so many things on the line, it's going to be very emotional and something that I'm definitely going to remember for the rest of my life. So,
Tyler?
On my end, definitely emotional, definitely bittersweet. But just being able to run out that tunnel and feel like all the emotions, like I remember my first game running out that tunnel and just the adrenaline rushing, you know, just excited to see all the fans in maroon and gold, and then ready for kickoff, and it's just crazy. But like I said, I just can't wait. I'm excited. I know my family's excited for me as well.
A lot on the line. You guys have been, coaches talked about this, trying to get handle pressure, trying to put pressure on you, handle pressure. I mean, there's some things on the line here. Game days in town, trip to Indy, who knows where else it can go after that. The Axe, senior day. I mean, how about the pressure? You guys feeling it, or are you guys handling it?
Coaching staff did a great job of building pressure up for us since winter workout, so since January. And as a team, we've been doing a great job of finding ways to get around that pressure, you know, finding ways to get through it with one another. So we had competitions and things like that built up a lot of pressure on one of our end, and then the other one had to come out victorious. And, you know, just so little things like that have been built up for us.
Yeah, you feel good about going in?
Yeah, definitely. Like going back to what Tyler said, that 1-0 mentality, you know, trying to win or going to win every single day like it's your last. I think that's the biggest, you know, part of it and the biggest thing that will spring us into this game, you know, just winning every single day and you know, to not taking anything for granted, which we won't. So
been such a special year. It's been fun to watch you guys come all. Thank you.
Yep, thank you.
Tyler Johnson, thank you.
Appreciate you for your time.